You're listening to Comedy Central.
Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
If you've heard about NFTs, you probably know that it's the latest hot trend that teenagers have to explain to their parents and grandparents and boyfriends. But this trend also has big money behind it.
There's a new craze breaking out in the crypto world, and it's all about crypto collectibles. Non-fungible tokens, or NFTs, are exploding in popularity.
In February alone, NFT sales hitting $340 million. That's up from $12 million in December.
NFT stands for non-fungible token. Now, in economics, fungible means you can trade one identical unit for another. Think a dollar bill, gold, oil, or Bitcoin. Non-fungible means it's unique, it can't be replaced.
In music, the Kings of Leon releasing an NFT-only album. In social media, Jack Dorsey's first tweet selling for nearly $3 million.
The art world just turned upside down with the sale of this digital collage entitled The First 5,000 Days, a work that took 13 years to create. It sold Thursday in an auction for $69.3 million.
That's right. Move over, GameStop. There's a new confusing internet money thing in town. But yes, NFTs are blowing up so much right now that one digital collage sold for $69 million. $69 million! I would never pay that much for a collage. Never. Unless it was the one from that Tupac video where all the little videos of Tupac turned into one giant image of Tupac. You remember that? Yo, that shit blew my mind. But if I did spend $69 million on a picture, best believe that would be the only picture I show people ever again. Didn't you just have a baby, Trevor? Yeah, don't worry about that. Don't worry about it. Look at this, though. Look at this picture. $69 million. $69 million. Shut up! Huh? The problem, though, is that if digital pictures become the new status symbol, you realize that rap videos are about to get boring as hell. Because, I mean, instead of showing off expensive cars or pet tigers, man, what, rappers are just going to be clicking through their computer?
This one getting money sound like, hey, this one getting money sound like, hey, this one getting money sound like.
Now, this may all seem insane, but the truth is, guys, the idea of spending money on digital collectibles isn't much different than spending money on anything else. You know, anything else that people collect, like baseball cards, or Beanie Babies, or the fingers of Secret Service agents. NFTs are really just a new twist on that.
The idea of collectibles has always been very physical. You have comic books that you read, or you have art that you hang on your wall. But with these, it is meant to be entirely digital.
On the surface, buyers appear to be purchasing what's already on the internet for free, like this video of a monstrous dunk by LeBron James. The clip recently sold as a digital trading card for $208,000, but you can still watch it online at no cost.
Think of the Mona Lisa. It's an original piece of art. It couldn't be swapped out for, say, a Mona Lisa poster from the Louvre gift shop because the poster doesn't hold the same value.
Exactly. A Mona Lisa from the gift shop isn't as valuable as the painting itself, unless Leonardo da Vinci also painted Mona Lisa onto a mouse pad.
Oh, if you don't mind, can you stay a little longer, please? This one is for Greg and HR's desk, okay? Yes, a smile, but not too much a smile, just like a kind of smile. Huh? Ah, perfect, perfect. Oh, he's gonna love this one for the mouse, huh?
And I know right now, you might be saying, but Trevor, Why would I want a clip of LeBron dunking? I'd rather have an NFT of something you never see, like the Knicks winning a championship. But it's not just a clip of LeBron dunking. It's the official clip of LeBron dunking. And that's what makes it valuable. Because people love to have things that no one else has. Check out this dog turd. Ew, gross. It's the only turd that dog ever made. I'll give you $1 million for it. And if you're thinking, well, that's kind of unusual, but it would still be cool to buy the original version of a digital artwork or a song or a video, well, here's where it gets weird. That's not exactly what you're buying either.
An NFT is kind of like a certificate of ownership for virtual assets.
Essentially, when you buy an NFT, you're not buying the horse. The horse is somewhere else. You're buying the racing papers that say, here's where the horse came from, here's who's owned it over all these years, here's this horse's record.
What the buyer gets is essentially a long string of numbers and letters. It's a code that exists on the Ethereum blockchain.
It relies on blockchain technology, sometimes described as a kind of digital record keeping. It's a secure way to track when digital items change hands online.
Yes. Essentially, what you're buying with an NFT is a long digital receipt that has your transaction along with every transaction that has ever happened. So basically, it's like a CVS receipt. You know, it's miles of irrelevant information, but somewhere buried in there, it says that you bought a Gatorade and some pretzels, and maybe condoms, but not condoms. You went for the Gatorade and pretzels. In other words, the point of NFTs is to create artificial scarcity. And this isn't just so that speculators with too much money can make even more money. It can also be a way for artists and musicians to make a living in the digital age. Like right now, one of your favorite musicians is probably scraping by on a fraction of a penny every time someone streams one of their songs. But if they auction off that song to the highest bidder as an NFT, now that musician that you love won't have to rent out his face for ad space. But there are also some potential problems with NFTs. For one thing, like cryptocurrency, making some NFTs requires massive amounts of energy, which contributes to climate change. So every time you buy one, you basically have to think, how many polar bears am I willing to kill for this distracted boyfriend meme? I mean, not five, obviously, but maybe four? Oh, and there's something else you might want to consider before you sink your life savings into an NFT.
Along with all the hype around NFTs, experts have raised some concerns.
Basically, the blockchain is a permanent record. While the record is permanent and stable, the location where the work is hosted may not be.
Effectively, you're buying access to a code that runs through a gateway online. If the gateway, effectively the website, goes down, you've lost whatever you just bought.
And if that server happens to be holding the object goes down or it's moved, who's ever controlling it forgets to pay their hosting fee, then your NFT could point to nothing.
Let's say that I buy an NFT and I go to the link for the third-party hosting thing that has gone down, and what I see is the most expensive 404 of my life.
Whew. Man, if I spend $69 million on a JPEG, you better believe my basement is gonna have more backup servers than Hillary Clinton. Imagine if you spent millions of dollars to own the crying Jordan meme and then you lost it. Now you don't even have a meme to show how sad you are. Like, this would be the dumbest way possible to lose a valuable collectible. At least if you lose a rare piece of artwork, what happened? A cat burglar, they had to pull off like an ingenious heist. To lose an NFT, you just need a janitor to bump the surge protector with a vacuum. So, now you know about NFTs. And they may be the next big thing in the world of collectibles, but if you invested in one, you better pray the server that's hosting it never goes down. Otherwise, that rap video is about to get real sad.
This one getting money sound like,
yeah.
Hey, this one getting money sound like, hey, this one getting
Wait,
money sound
stop
like.
The music, stop the music! Mom! The thing shut down! Mom!
Hey kids, today we're gonna learn about commerce. And we're gonna do it with some help from my friend, Smugly. Smugly, I wanna buy an action figure collectible from the new Robo Dinosaur movie. I'm not sure if I have enough money. If I have 4 quarters and 10 dimes, Can you tell me how much that's worth?
Yeah, you got scrap metal.
No, it's money.
That's called fiat money. The future is crypto. You gotta get into Bitcoin.
Bitcoin? Isn't that the money you use to buy synthetic marijuana from the Philippines?
No. I mean, yes, but not just that. You can buy all kinds of things with Bitcoin.
Like a robo-dinosaur collectible?
Sure, you can buy any dumb toy you want.
Well, technically it's not a toy, it's a collectible.
You see, Bitcoin is a semi-anonymous digital currency with transactions recorded in an open ledger, stored online in what's called the blockchain.
Ooh, blockchain. Like Legos.
Legos? Jesus Christ.
Similar to Legos.
Okay, let me start at the beginning. Give me a dollar. Okay, now, what is this dollar bill worth?
$1.
Mm-hmm. And which is worth wiping my puppet ass with.
What? Oh, Smugly, that's my dollar.
Yeah, relax, man. Every dollar bill's been in someone's ass. The point is, it comes from a central bank, which can just print them out of thin air. That's called inflation. And that's why, 30 years ago, a bottle of Lambrusco only cost $5, and now I'm paying like $15? That's highway robbery.
So how does Bitcoin fix all this?
Well, it's hard capped at 21 million Bitcoin, so there's no inflation. And the only way to find those 21 million is through mining.
Mining? So Bitcoins come from the ground?
No, not that kind of mining. Oh, Jesus, this is why I didn't want to work on a kids show. But oh, a puppet can't work a trading desk at Goldman. That's discrimination.
Should you really be mixing pills and wine like that? That's how Prince died.
Okay, all you need to know is that you and all the other kids out there better make the leap to Bitcoin as soon as you can.
Kids, I'm 41.
41? And you're trying to buy a toy dinosaur? Sweet baby James, I thought you just had like a hormone imbalance or something.
To be clear, it's a collectible and... Look, if I want to buy one of these Bitcoins, how much does it cost?
Well, that depends on the market rate and what someone will take for it. Right now, they're worth a lot.
More than a toy dinosaur?
A toy dinosaur? Buddy, for one Bitcoin, I could pay Barney to watch me baby bop his wife.
Sounds like I better get a Bitcoin. It's the money of the future. Unless the power or internet access goes out, and the risk of being decentralized means if someone gets control of 51% of the blockchain, they may alter the ledger. And of course, the deflation problem, because why would anyone use Bitcoin to buy things if it keeps getting more valuable? Hey, you may not be able to print new Bitcoins, but anyone can make new crypto, so Bitcoin could be made obsolete through competition, or the government could just decide to ban them. Anyway, that's just a couple thoughts off the top of my head.
Yeah, those are good points. That's why the safest thing to do is to diversify and to put your money into other things.
Like what?
Well, while you were talking, I bought this collectible dinosaur.
Okay, well, that's what I wanted to buy.
Yeah, exactly. There's clearly a demand, and that's what makes it valuable in the market.
Why don't you let me buy that off you?
Well, you can bid for it on eBay with all the rest of the man children.
That's a dick move.
That's commerce for you, kids.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/news. That's LifeLock.com/news to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
Trinity School of Natural Health can help you be part of the fast-growing health and wellness industry. With an education that empowers communities, Trinity grads can change lives by applying natural health principles and techniques in holistic practices or stores selling nourishing health products. Offering 19 online programs that fit your busy schedule, you'll get training to help turn your passion into a career. Enroll today at trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
NFT.
NFT.
NFTs.
NFTs. They're non-fungible toenails or naked flag tricks or non-fungible tokens. Whatever they are, everyone is talking about it.
What is this new system where digital-only products are bought and sold?
The painted work by the robot known as Sophia sold for $700,000 at auction.
A robot painting worth $700,000? That's definitely a scam. To find out exactly how the tech bros are screwing us this time, I spoke to the top tech bro.
Nah, it's not a scam. It's the real deal. You can really make some money, definitely with NFTs.
Because you said so.
Yes.
Look, Mark, just level with me here, okay? Is this like the Mavericks where you got stuck with NFTs and now you're just trying to convince everyone that it's cool?
For real, Ronnie, NFTs are really a game changer. I can issue an NFT to allow you to have ownership in my house. I can issue an NFT to allow you to have ownership in that trophy behind me. You can spend $25, $50, $100 on great collectible art. This stuff is just starting. It's going to get bigger and bigger and bigger as more people understand it and become comfortable with it.
I don't know what the f*** it is.
It's just a simple way to own things.
What I really admire is how you've taken something really simple that people understood and replaced it with something super complicated, and it's going to make you even more rich. Bravo.
Ronnie, look, if you go into NFTs, don't do it to speculate. Don't buy something because you think it's going to be worth millions of dollars. Buy something because you want to collect it. And if you really, truly like it, then it's worth it.
The Cube had me convinced. It's time to buy NFT art. But should I start with a GIF, a song by Trevor's Cool Twin, or a Pyro Girl meme? Or I could pick up some work by one of the stars of this new scene, digital artist Beeple.
The technology is actually quite simple. You basically just upload a video and you can just make an NFT out of any video, any picture, any sound, anything you want.
Wow, great. But how much can you realistically make off this?
I sold a JPEG that was a compilation of the last 13 years of work that I did. And that just sold at Christie's for $69 million, making me the third most expensive living artist.
What? Holy shit, this dude raked in $69 million on an NFT of one JPEG? This must be some Mona Lisa level artwork. Okay, you know what? Can you just show me this art that you're talking about?
Okay, so here's the piece that I sold. This was the first picture that I did. It's a drawing of my Uncle Jim. And this down here is the absolute last picture. It's a bunch of weird stuff drawn by a fully adult man pervert.
Yeah, that's a real inspirational message. Keep being a weird pervert and eventually, if you don't get arrested, you might make $69 million. And it turns out Beeple's art only gets more mature from there.
So the Mickey thing is sort of imagining if everybody wanted to drink milk from this weird robot Mickey thing because they put super addictive properties into it. So people were kind of a bit cracked out trying to get this Mickey milk.
Okay, look, I don't know much about art, but that looks like something someone who knows about art would say is not art.
Yeah.
But what do I know? Maybe noted critic Jerry Saltz could help me appreciate the true value of people's work.
What you're seeing is pure crapola. They're just stupid cartooning, unoriginal, bro, high school notebook, blah.
It's also sold for $69 million. So how do you reconcile your personal opinion with the fact that he's now super rich?
Well, art has always loved sleeping with money, and money loves having sex with art.
But in this case, it's more like they're 69ing, right?
It's like a dick waving contest. At auctions, you see white guys bidding up other white guys until, you know, they bring home the trophy. The next tech bro will want to pay $70 million to own the same looking thing. But I promise you, all of them are going to lose money except for, you know, the 4 or 5%.
And that's what America's all about. If the price of making money is you, Jerry, shitting on it, I think that's a price I'm willing to pay. My instincts were right as always. NFTs are definitely a scam, which means I had one last question for Beeple.
Look, I have to get on board, okay? If I don't get in on this, I'm gonna hate myself forever.
1,000%, can't lose.
Great, so can you lend me some money to get in on this?
No.
So can I take a photo of your artwork that you just sold and make an NFT out of that?
You could. It probably will not sell for very much.
We'll see about that, my pervert friend. Yes, we will.
Cryptocurrency. Is this some fake shit some nerds made up on the internet to steal our money? Or is it the future of finance?
There is no way all these people buying cryptocurrency have any idea what the hell they're investing in. And it's not just Bitcoin. Ethereum, the number two cryptocurrency, has risen 5,000% since the start of this year. Why?
If you imagine Bitcoin as being a gold coin, Ethereum is a coin that has a magic spell in it.
What the hell does that mean?
I spoke with one of the founders of Ethereum, Joe Lubin, to find out. First question, what is it? What is it?
Ether, the cryptocurrency that lives on the decentralized Ethereum platform, it's actually a much more programmable cryptocurrency than Bitcoin.
That doesn't mean anything. What is it?
We created a platform for decentralized applications.
Does everyone in cryptocurrency talk like you?
Pretty much. Yeah.
Is it just everyone just going decentralized from the dark web and drugs online?
Exactly.
Does cryptocurrency make you feel angry and confused? Well, it should. To make it easier to understand, we ripped off The Big Short and asked Margot Robbie to explain it in a bubble bath. But she said no.
Cryptocurrencies are transparent and decentralized.
When two strangers exchange money over the internet, it requires a middleman, like PayPal or a bank, who takes a percentage of the transaction. And that transaction is vulnerable to hacking.
Cryptocurrencies are recorded in a public ledger called the blockchain, so it's impossible to cheat. They actually solve a lot of problems with exchanging money in a global digital world. Now get the f*** out of here, I'm coming to your back.
But still, is that worth a bajillion dollars?
Why do so many suckers on the internet, people believe fake money as value?
Ether's real. It's based on faith in the Ethereum blockchain. When you get enough people believing in cryptocurrency, then you can snowball into something that a society actually deems valuable, like the US dollar.
Whoa. What do you mean the US dollar?
The US dollar is based on faith in the system.
So the only thing backing this money is belief in the competency of the US government.
Unfortunately, that's true.
Damn!
So not only is cryptocurrency fake, all money is fake. Wake up, Wall Street.
You know, money isn't real, right? All this stuff is all fake.
But Wall Street doesn't care if money is real, as long as they're making lots of it. They've been pumping millions into Bitcoin and Ethereum, driving the creation of thousands of new cryptocurrencies. But how low is the bar for entry?
Let me get this straight. You took Bitcoin and you just changed the font to Comic Sans.
And we put a dog on it.
This was the guy to talk to.
So tell me about the genesis of Doggy Coin.
Well, firstly, it's Dogecoin. But I created...
Wait, why is it Doge?
It's actually based on a meme.
What? It's not Doggy Coin? E-coin, electronic coin. Doggy Coin.
Oh, that's pretty smart, actually.
It's not. But guess what? This stupid meme currency is worth almost $400 million. So why does its creator have some problems with cryptocurrency?
When you see price charts go up and to the right exponentially, ultimately it can be a sign of a bubble.
Yeah, bubbles are great. What are you talking about? I love bubbles.
People are gonna lose a bunch of money.
And sure, cryptocurrency might destroy the planet through climate change and supporting rogue nuclear states, but this is America! So I decided to make my own cryptocurrency. But that has to be an incredibly complex...
Done. That was easy.
I did it! It literally takes 10 minutes to go on a website and make your own coin. Time to make it rain ChainCoin and kickstart the financial revolution.
Do you accept ChainCoin?
Chain?
ChainCoin is like Bitcoin. It's disrupting global financial systems using blockchain technology.
No.
No?
No, only cash.
I'll send you money over the internet.
I don't have money?
I'm gonna demonstrate. So imagine if I send you this, okay. Right?
Thank you.
No, no, but digitally. No, 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 give me back my five.
How are people not getting this?
No, I'm paying you. I'm paying you in Chang.
Get the out of my cab. Out of my cab.
Remember this moment. Remember this moment when you had a chance to jump on Chang Coin and you didn't. All right?
His loss. Invest in Chang Coin. Just don't ask me how it works.
Cryptocurrency, the preferred money of the worst dude in your group chat. If you've been on the internet at all this last year, you know that the dream of crypto traders is to send their coin's value soaring to the moon. And now, some people are taking that literally.
A cryptocurrency based on the meme of a chubby Shiba Inu dog is paying for a trip to the moon.
SpaceX is accepting a popular cryptocurrency as payment for an upcoming moon mission. The Geometric Energy Corporation said it paid SpaceX in Dogecoin to secure a spot for an 88-pound satellite on a mission called Doge 1. It's slated to take off in early 2022 and will obtain lunar spatial intelligence from sensors and cameras. Dogecoin is a digital currency founded by two software engineers in 2013 as a joke. It's now one of the most popular cryptocurrencies on the market.
Yep, that's right. You can now use the cryptocurrency Dogecoin to pay for a SpaceX trip to the moon. Which means it's time for another episode of our ongoing series, News I Barely Understand. Honestly, people, I can't tell if this story means that crypto is real or space travel is fake. I mean, either way, this is the first space mission where I'm worried that both the rocket and the currency might crash. And even if it is successful, I don't know if I'm the only one, but I'm worried about using crypto for space missions. Like, I don't want humanity's first interaction with aliens to be an astronaut explaining how the blockchain works.
So it's a peer-to-peer digital currency with an online ledger which records ownership through a series of...
Stop it. Please stop it. We came in peace, but now you need to shut the f*** up.
You know what's crazy about Dogecoin is that it's so valuable, but almost nobody accepts it as actual money. I mean, it must be really weird to be a Dogecoin billionaire. Hey, what's up, baby girl? I'm so rich, I'll take you all around the world. Hell, I'll even take you to space.
Ooh, sounds like fun. But first, I'm so hungry. Can we get a sandwich?
Yeah. In that case, I'm gonna need you to spot me. Yeah. Elon Musk, founder of Tesla and man who's definitely shouted the phrase, eliminate him. He's best known for embracing the most futuristic technology. But now, he's moved from crashing self-driving cars to crashing Bitcoin.
One of Bitcoin's most famous promoters has just turned on the cryptocurrency. Elon Musk tweeting earlier this hour, you cannot buy Tesla with Bitcoin anymore due to the rapidly increasing use of fossil fuels for Bitcoin mining and transactions. Cryptocurrency has long had a huge carbon footprint. Bitcoin plunging on the news here, falling 10%.
That's right, people. From now on, people will no longer be able to say, I bought my Tesla with Bitcoin. So now, they'll have to find a new way to be unlikable at parties. But it is shocking to hear this coming from Elon Musk, because he has been the guy promoting Bitcoin. And now he says the reason he's doing this is because of environmental concerns, but part of me thinks the truth is he probably just lost his Bitcoin password. I mean, maybe he wrote it down on a post-it note somewhere and lost it. Or on his kid's birth certificate. But this really goes to show you that Bitcoin has a long way to go as a currency. Because most established currencies don't go up and down based on a random social media post, right? Like, you wouldn't see the effects in real life. Like, can you imagine trying to pay a dollar for a candy bar? But then the cashier is like,
whoa, buddy, that stuff's worthless now. Didn't you see Khloe Kardashian's latest selfie? Yeah, ho-ho, buddy.
Watch The Daily Show weeknights at 11, 10 Central on Comedy Central. And stream full episodes anytime on Paramount Plus.
Trinity School of Natural Health can help you be part of the fast-growing health and wellness industry. With an education that empowers communities, Trinity grads can change lives by applying natural health principles and techniques in holistic practices or stores selling nourishing health products.
offering 19 online programs that fit your busy schedule. You'll get training to help turn your passion into a career. Enroll today at trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
This has been a Comedy Central podcast.